My mother is a doctor and my father is a lawyer. I come from a planet where there's granite in the foyer. My parents, they were skeptical, but now I'm an employer, even though I dress like Tom Sawyer.
Two farmers selling produce share subscriptions compete in rhyme for a young couple's business in CSA Battle. The musical number was written by Matt Schatz, one of five playwrights commissioned to write O Gastronomy. Schatz says he was inspired by an eating tour of Louisville and by the apprentice actors' musical talents and voices, which helped guide him as he wrote.
It sort of felt like a reality show in the best possible way, because we would, you know, sort of go on these field trips and then we actually and would spend time with the apprentices, but then we actually at night had to write. The CSA rap was one of the ones that I actually wrote while I was in Louisville that first time.
Schatz is joined on the playwriting team by Michael Galamko, Carson Kreitzer, Steve Molds, and Tanya Saracho. Each wrote several short scenes on the theme. Typically, showcase writers gather in Louisville in the fall for an intense weekend of reading and research, but this year, director Amy Attaway says they decided to try a different approach.
We split up in two, and we took half the group to the Douglas Loop Farmers Market and half the group to the food truckus ruckus. And brilliantly, both of those things ended up in the play.
It wasn't a typical work trip for Schatz.
People are, you know, have a lot of beards and wearing a lot of plaid shirts and serving you delicious food at these great sort of farm-to-table places, and it's been a pleasure.
Louisville's food and dining scenes were fertile ground for the writers, who wrote both earnest and tongue-in-cheek takes on foodie culture, from fear and loathing at the food truck to ordering, eat what you kill. O Gastronomy was developed by Actors Theatre literary manager Sarah Lunny and Attaway, the Apprentice Intern Company associate director. Lunny says they decided on the food theme because it offers their five very different playwrights plenty of rich material.
Food brings people together. It's a great unifier. People mark really important rites of passage in life with food. And it's also sort of rife with paradox, I think, because you can't talk about food without talking about plenty on the one hand and the lack of food on the other hand. Food can provide pleasure, and then people really also torture themselves over food.
The Apprentice Intern Company is a rigorous training program for recent college graduates planning a future in professional theater. Attaway calls the showcase the theater's annual gift to the 22 young actors who work a variety of roles on and off stage throughout the nine-month season. The opportunity to build a personal relationship with five working playwrights is an undeniable perk of the program.
One of the things that we're trying to do with the apprentices is to set them up to have a career in this business, right? And one of the best things that can happen to a young actor is for a playwright to like them and want to write for them.
Young actors aren't the only ones who can receive a career boost from the show. Lunny says the annual anthology is an opportunity for the theater's literary department to expand their stable of writers. Both Greg Kotis and Courtney Barron, who have full-length plays premiering in this year's festival, wrote for past apprentice showcases.
We have a lot of writers on our radar. We read a lot of scripts every year, and to be able every year to reach out to five of them who are sort of on our wish list, we'd like to know you, we'd like to work with you, we admire what you do, and bring them here is really exciting.
O Gastronomy runs this weekend and next. Erin Keene, WFPL News.
Sign up for my CSA.
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 Sign up for my CSA.